USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine. That's according to Democratic Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin. Durbin adding China's president needs to decide his place in history and China's place in the world. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer. I think, again, the reason that he's resorting to using these types of weapons is because he's trying to reestablish some momentum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.